The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Brendan, great to have you obviously back here in San Jose, but looking at the last couple years of your trajectory, OHL for a couple years, ECHL for a couple years, made the jump to the AHL with the Barracuda last year, kind of a reward situation. And what was it like to join this team right here?
It was really good. I mean, the time of year was good. I think I had a good streak going down in the ECHL, which was fun. Coming up here was great. Obviously, the team was really welcoming. I think you had a really good environment, too. You had a lot of guys that you knew through other guys. Hockey world's really small and such. Yeah. But I think it was pretty marked by like how comfortable it was to get to know the guys that easy. No one was in any way like an animus to me or anything like that. So
nice transition then. That's good. You're now on your first AHL contract, so congratulations on that. And it just offers you, what, peace of mind? I don't want to say security. Everybody wants to do more and earn their spot, but at least you know where next year starts and where next year's going to happen.
Yeah, and I mean, it's good to have a you don't want to ever
feel too comfortable. I get it. Yep.
But I think the security of knowing that you're going to be somewhere with people, build relationships, strengthen relationships. I think it's something that it adds to, how you feel during the summer mentally, I think.
Security, but you know what? Also opportunity. You're here playing for the San Jose Barracuda, where all the San Jose Sharks people are, literally in this same complex here. Like, there's a lot more eyes on you all of a sudden, right?
Yeah, I think it's really nice, too, because obviously you got a lot of the dev staff just, 30 feet away.
Helping you out.
They're more than happy. They're awesome guys. They come down here and work with us all the time. So it's, it's opportunities every day, right? So.
Yeah. Am I correct that you grew up in Charlotte?
Yeah.
That's a non-traditional hockey market, and I'll say that because San Jose is still considered that, although I think the reputation is changing. How did you make it from a non-traditional hockey market?
I took a lot of private lessons. My parents made a lot of sacrifices for me traveling. We didn't have AAA travel hockey in Charlotte until I want to say 2014, 2015, maybe in 2016. But yeah, so we went to Atlanta, played AAA there, went to Toronto, played AAA there, got the opportunity, played in the OHL, and just kind of snowballed, I guess.
How do you see it for the next generation of hockey players that maybe that is changing, and maybe in a place like Charlotte, obviously here in San Jose, last several decades, it's grown tremendously. There's not going to be so many non-traditional markets anymore. That's changing.
I think it's good, too, because you have, especially in the Stanley Cup, I should say, you have a non-traditional markets winning.
Winning the Cup.
I mean, Tampa Bay wouldn't, when they won during COVID, wouldn't be considered they could be considered a good hockey market, but not a traditional
not one.
One,
right? It doesn't snow in Florida.
No, it doesn't snow. It doesn't snow in Florida.
And even Raleigh, where the Canes just won, a non-traditional hockey market.
Yep, rarely snows there. So yeah, it's really cool to see that kind of blossoming.
What are you working on right now with your game? And again, you know the jump. You know what next season's going to be about. How do you want to be better?
I think quickness and speed. I think I've already got a good amount of size, but being able to capitalize on areas that I might not have yet, I think it's going to be my primary focus.
All right. You ready for a lightning round?
Oh yeah, let's do it. All right.
Favorite place you've ever visited?
Boise, Idaho.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. What's still on your travel bucket list?
Ooh, Italy.
That's a good one.
Italy.
That's a really good
Any
one.
Part.
Window or aisle seat when you're going to Italy?
Aisle, 1,000%.
Leg room?
Yeah, I like having my leg out.
And there's nothing to see. If you're going on a long flight, it's just ocean.
Yeah.
A lot of ocean out there. What's your one meal for an entire week?
Pasta, pesto.
Same thing every day?
Yep.
All right. Be a good breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
What's one food you'll never eat?
Olives.
Olives?
Mm-hmm.
I love olives.
Yeah.
Just not your thing?
No.
Favorite cheat meal?
Ben and Jerry's.
That's a really good one. If you could instantly become an expert at anything, what would you be an expert in?
Computer engineering.
It's good. Make you a good salary, too. If you had to live without your phone or your car, what do you give up?
Oh, phone.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. You need the car.
Oh, yeah.
If somebody gave you $100,000 but said you have to spend it all today, what do?
Stocks.
Oh, you invest it.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, you're doubling that. Last one is, if you could switch careers for 1 week, what do you switch? What do you switch to?
Golfer.
Pro golfer?
PGA, yeah.
All right. Hey, it's been awesome to chat with you. And can't wait to see a lot more this season right out here.
Yep. Thanks. Happy.
Thank you.